This is Dr. Robert Castrol, Castroll. Phone number is 631-265-6868. Contact person, Angelina. Dictating the second part of an independent medical examination because the first dictation looked like it was running out of tape or whatever it is that you use. So I'm going to try to complete this now. A patient suffered the two injuries at work. The first one on 11/19/2017, when he fell off a ladder. And again on 4/16/2018, when he slipped on a ramp and fell again and suffered an exacerbation of his back injury. Period. His chief complaints now are of depression, comma, nightmares regarding being paralyzed, comma, a fear of darkness, comma, social isolation, comma, anhedonia, period. He spends his days watching television, but often just does nothing and sits in the dark and ruminates about his situation, period. He is followed by nurse practitioner Lauren Tita.
Colleen Sanford or Colleen?
He denies any drug or alcohol abuse, suicide attempts. Rather, or suicide attempts, period. However, he does admit suicidal ideation, although he denies any plan or intent, period. He describes some very brief highs lasting only a few hours when he has excessive amounts of energy and gets involved in doing excessive amount of activities around his house, period. But this does not meet the duration criteria for a manic episode. Is followed by Lauren Tita. I guess that's spelled T-I-T-A, N-P, and Jeffrey Rubin, That's Rubin, PhD. Uh,